Question number one.
The medical license examination on June 22nd was very difficult. Did Sandy pass?
She hasn't received a letter yet, but she says she sailed right through it.
Question number one.
The medical license examination on June 22nd was very difficult. Did Sandy pass?
She hasn't received a letter yet, but she says she sailed right through it.
Question number two.
The new sports complex is an excellent facility with all kinds of conveniences.
Last time we went, we drove around for 40 minutes before we found a place to park.
Question number two.
The new sports complex is an excellent facility with all kinds of conveniences.
Last time we went, we drove around for 40 minutes before we found a place to park.
Question number three.
The stock market is up, but my son is losing money on his mutual funds.
If I were in his shoes, I would hire another broker to manage my investments.
Question number three.
The stock market is up, but my son is losing money on his mutual funds.
If I were in his shoes, I would hire another broker to manage my investments.
Question number four.
The traffic is congested by Toledo, and it's getting close to the rush hour. I don't know what time I'll get there.
When you arrive at the house, just let yourself in.
Question number four.
The traffic is congested by Toledo, and it's getting close to the rush hour. I don't know what time I'll get there.
When you arrive at the house, just let yourself in.
Question number five.
Chocolate must be an all-time favorite. We sell gallons of it.
Actually, vanilla ice cream accounts for 70% of all flavors sold in the past decade.
Question number five.
Chocolate must be an all-time favorite. We sell gallons of it.
Actually, vanilla ice cream accounts for 70% of all flavors sold in the past decade.
When it's hot and humid outside, most of us enjoy air conditioning, and some even consider it a necessity. Although many people believe that air conditioning only cools the indoor air, it also controls its moisture content and cleanliness. Because human comfort depends on humidity to a large degree, air conditioning can remove moisture from the air or add it as necessary. Air conditioning devices also control air circulation in premises by bringing in fresh air and removing polluted or contaminated air. During winter, air conditioning performs predominantly the same functions as it does in summer. It warms the air to a comfortable temperature and pumps clean, moist air into the quarters where people live and work. In business settings, air conditioning improves the efficiency of workers. In air-conditioned offices, employees stay alert and become less tired than in offices without air conditioning. They make fewer mistakes and have fewer accidents. The same can be said about drivers who may feel tired and sleepy while sitting in a warm vehicle, and insurance analysts have claimed that driving an air-conditioned car makes one less prone to accidents, particularly in the afternoon or evening. In Florida, where it's humid almost year-round, the locals can't even imagine comfort without air conditioning. When it's hot and humid outside, most of us enjoy air conditioning, and some even consider it a necessity. Although many people believe that air conditioning only cools the indoor air, it also controls its moisture content and cleanliness. Because human comfort depends on humidity to a large degree, air conditioning can remove moisture from the air or add it as necessary. Air conditioning devices also control air circulation in premises by bringing in fresh air and removing polluted or contaminated air. During winter, air conditioning performs predominantly the same functions as it does in summer. It warms the air to a comfortable temperature and pumps clean, moist air into the quarters where people live and work. In business settings, air conditioning improves the efficiency of workers. In air-conditioned offices, employees stay alert and become less tired than in offices without air conditioning. They make fewer mistakes and have fewer accidents. The same can be said about drivers who may feel tired and sleepy while sitting in a warm vehicle, and insurance analysts have claimed that driving an air-conditioned car makes one less prone to accidents, particularly in the afternoon or evening. In Florida, where it's humid almost year-round, the locals can't even imagine comfort without air conditioning.